Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting his best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn. It's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
T-N-T, District 12, get ready. District 11, get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9, get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready, District 7. District 6, get ready. Get ready. ready, District 1. Area code 404. Get ready, catch nip, water, water, drip, drip, drip. Area code 281. Pump up the tires. Don't be late. Get ready, bus lady. Area code 754. Miss on, lady. Get ready. Get ready, area code 360, Walt, the brother from another mother, get ready, hit me, TNT.
It's time, welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, December the 1st, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. It is a super fantastic Friday. Super fantastic Friday. Man. All right. Not a whole lot in the news, since there's not a whole lot in the news. Let me send Ray a text real quick, since there's not a whole lot in the news.
And that means we're going to be the news.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, I just thought about this.
There we go.
All right, here you go. Okay. I don't know whether to be excited, unexcited, or go back to bed. But I'll let you guys decide. What should we do? For the first time in the history of doing this, well, I shouldn't say that. The last couple months. Anyway, there's no news coming out of Iraq today. They're not talking about the currency today. They're not talking about it's going to be greater than the dollar. What'd you say?
I didn't. Go ahead.
Oh. There's no articles out about what they need to discuss. There are articles out about the future. So here's the information that we have today. Today, as of this morning, in Iraq, they are being told they now have a sovereign country and a sovereign currency. Everything that's supposed to happen on the 1st of January and next month is happening right now. Right now. So they're excited that it's being spread around the country today as of 3 hours ago, and that we should see it by Monday. By Monday, we should see it. Yeah. That would be the same old, same old. They're going to try and do it one more time, except for this morning, we have from our three-letter agency, over. It's done. We have completed it all. I'm trying to think everything I've heard this morning. The whole world should see it no later than Monday. The U.S. has passed it on for the first time. The U.S. has passed it on. And now the IMF is in complete control about when it comes out. It is done. It's over. It's supposed to come out by Monday morning. The rate is going to be between $4.80 and $5.21, depending on which day it comes out or what's going on, some kind of way. But between $4.80 and $5.21 is where the rate is supposed to come out, somewhere in that 40-cent range. It's supposed to happen by Monday. It could happen in another 6 hours, one way or the other. So anytime after 4 o'clock, but the whole world is supposed to see it by Monday morning. Well, it's here by Monday. I'm just going to say Monday morning. But... the banks were told today, it's over, it's done, it's in the system. We're just waiting now for sure. I mean, the U.S. is out of it. Everybody else is out of it. They have given the completed package to the IMF to release when the time is right, somewhere between now and Monday. So they kept saying by the end of the month, by the end of the month, it'll be done, it'll be done. It was done. It was done yesterday. By the end of the month, it was completed. It was handed over to the IMF to be released. Iraq is telling their people they are now sovereign. They have a sovereign currency today. They didn't have to wait for January the 1st. So a lot of things should be happening over the weekend. A lot more lower denom should be out. Coins should be out. We should be full of exciting news. And the rates will be here by the 1st. By Monday, I mean. Now, we know they had the meeting on the 8th, right? Which is next Friday. And they had to set the rates. What those meetings were about, what the big meeting over there is about, setting their international trading rate. Well, Iraq needs to have their new rate going into that meeting, and that's why we should see it by Monday. We're here, and I don't have nothing else to say to you guys. Huh? Do I rest? It's over.
That's pretty much it.
I was saying, there's nothing else you guys really want to hear. Just it's done. I gave you the rate. I gave you that. I'm going to try and give you some numbers, some actual live numbers to use in your exchange. But I'll wait until they make the announcement to do that. And I'm going to give you numbers that are going to be given to us right then by our bank people. And I'll give you numbers that have been used this week already. The ones that have been used for the people who had their SKRs already in the system. Now, people in the system who have SKRs, who have accounts pending, have been notified by their wealth managers that it should change over the weekend. And they told them they'll know before the wealth manager knows. It's just going to go through the system as soon as they make the announcement, and their pending will be removed from their accounts. So they should all have money over the weekend. Should be a very merry Christmas for us all. All right, Ray, let's do it. There's not a whole lot to talk about.
All right. Let's see. Mountain Mole says, When I place... Okay. It says, assist me in knowing what to do with my exchange accounts after the RV so that I can move them into my trust. When I place my name on the account, do I simply add /or after our names? Bank accounts, you would not do /or to any bank accounts because you can move that money at will. You're not assigning your bank account to someone else. That /or is when you have particular investments that you now want the owner to take over, become a different person than you. All right, God's Child 1 says, will we have a choice in exchanging with either bank when we call the 800 number, or will the bank be determined by our location?
No, you always have a choice, guys. It's your money. You always have a choice. I don't know what the guy's going to say exactly on the call to you. You know, I don't know which bank he's going to list. But he's going to ask you the questions, your zip code, how much you have, what currency, so he can send you to a bank that he knows can take care of you and your amount of currency. If you don't like that bank, on the call say, hey, I want such and such bank. And then you just see what they say. I don't know. I cannot guide you on it yet. They haven't given us that information. Hopefully it's some of the information they give us when they ready for us to make the announcement to you. Okay?
Okay. What is this? Okay, that was just a note of gratitude. Okay? Birthday celebrations. Guess what, Tony? We have a member who the mother and daughter birthday is the same day. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Yeah. It's a hot pink Tuesday. And her mother, Lady H.H., is today. They both, you know, same day. And then we also have Hammer Time celebrating his birthday. So that's three family members celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Hammer Time, Hot Pink Tuesday, and Lady H.H.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, bossy, time to celebrate.
Samadhi says, to safeguard our money and be private until we can get a trust, will it be enough to just tell the bank to keep me off all mailing lists and don't use the account for any other purposes? Do I say that when getting an appointment with the wealth manager?
I thought you were going to answer that since it was about a trust. What was it again?
Oh, it was about the... Well, it was more about the bank account being private and saying, do they need to do more than just say, keep me off the mailing list and don't use the account for any other purposes, training and et cetera.
Your wealth manager will take care of that because it's how he codes it. So nothing else you can do. It's like whenever you sign up for a bank account and it says, do you mind, or we share our information with third-party members, to my affiliates, blah, blah, and you just normally say, yeah, okay, say no. But tell the wealth manager, that's how you want your account set up.
All right. Morocco All right. 007 says, in regards to Zim, any quantity of notes will still result in an amount value of multiplying 0.611 Yeah, whether you have two 100 trillion notes and four 50 trillion notes and one 1 billion note and then two 1 million notes, it'll be the rate times the face amount. That's how I know and understand it.
Okay, that's right. That's it.
All righty. Didn't know if you wanted to squeeze something in. Judah Tribe 8 says, on a POD bank account, can we name two children as beneficiary? Yes, you can. You can name as many people as you want as POD and then even distinguish or determine what percentage each one would get. If memory serves me correctly, I think I've seen that. What is this? G-O-Z Hawk. Since the Bolivar values for the Digitalis and Soberano are different, will that be reflected when being exchanged? Yes, it's the rate that's important. And once you know what you're holding, if you have 1 million Soberano, and if, my understanding, the rate is based on Soberano. So if you have 1 million Soberano, that's the same thing as 1 Digitalis. And so the rate would be applied appropriately. And those at the exchange place should know how to make those adjustments based on which currency you present. All right, that takes us to live questions. 510, area code, you are on.
Is that me?
Yes, that is you.
Oh, okay, good morning, guys, or good afternoon and morning. I was just curious. I can't take notes because I'm blind, but I think a week or so ago, Tony was talking about a special trust that, because I'm 80 years old, and I'll have a lot of money, but I ain't gonna be able to spend it. So I want to leave it to my kids and my family. So what type of trust is it that it goes on for generations? And like you said, if one of the kids is married and somebody tries to get the money, how you can keep it in the family.
Okay. I don't know. As far as a trust that goes on for generations, I don't know one that does that. As a foundation, as a charity, now it can live on into perpetuity.
Okay.
But they have what's called a law against perpetuities with trust in general to keep them from just going on and on and on and on and on. Different types can, but you have to look into to see what that is.
Okay.
Now, as far
okay.
as the other part, the protection part, that's the biggest thing about the trust. Nobody owns it. They all work for it in some capacity. So you have a husband, wife, both sitting as trustees of a trust, and they decide to split up. Neither one of them taking anything out of the trust. Because neither one of them own it.
Okay. Okay, so the trust can't be used for alimony or child support then?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just because I keep thinking about that person with a pillow. I'm thinking, okay. Okay.
Person with
well,
the
look.
Pillow.
The person with okay. the pillow can still win. Because they're one of the trustees. And if you're gone, then they win.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking about that stuff. Okay. Well, listen, I sure appreciate listening to you guys. It makes my day. Best is I'm a
hold on for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
I got some questions for Ray. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, to keep it in the family, he was talking about like a blood trust. There has to be a blood
yeah.
relative is what he was trying to get to. So how do we
yeah.
do that?
Well, even if it wasn't bloodline, because that would be in the indenture when the grantor creates it, it can stipulate only bloodline relatives can sit on the board. But you can bring non-bloodline folks on the board. That just gives them power to help make decisions. But they still can't walk away with anything because still
okay.
no one is going to own it. They're just going to be in charge. The only difference is if you make it bloodline, that means only bloodline family members will have a say-so on how the assets are being distributed and utilized. But like again, when it's split time, marriage, divorce, whatever, neither one will say, well, I'm keeping the trust. Because neither one owned it in the first place.
Okay. So and so the assets in that are protected too. So like if say your son gets in an automobile accident and he's on the trust and he gets sued, they can't get stuff from the trust. They can just take what belongs to him.
Well, when there's a lawsuit with a vehicle, who are we normally going after? The driver and the owner. And usually that's one and the same. So
okay.
In this scenario, seeing as how, well, that trust that owns that vehicle can be sued, then that trust will make sure that that's all it's going to own is that one vehicle. So you may have, I'll give you an example. I'm going to be driving multiple vehicles, and I'm not going to be owning any one of them.
Okay.
And one trust would not be owning two or three of them either. One trust will own this one, another trust will own that one. So in the event that if there's something of that magnitude, you're only going to get what the owner owns. And if the owner only owns that one vehicle, then that's all you're going to get, that vehicle and the insurance policy that's attached to it.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like something some of you heard before.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate everything you guys have done. I really do. And just I hope we have all of us have a really blessed Christmas, and you guys too. So thank
all right,
you
sir.
Very much.
Thank you.
Wait. We're not done yet.
Okay.
We're trying to clarify all your questions. We're ready right now. So I want to leave all my stuff to the next 10 generations in that trust. How do I specify that?
You've created a foundation and put it in the foundation and let the trust donate it through the foundation, and then that will happen because that foundation will live on into perpetuity. The trust won't.
And then the foundation, this is only for blood family members?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that was his question. He didn't know how to answer it. I mean, ask it.
Oh.
But I think that's what he's trying to ask. Okay. All
okay.
Right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
so I have to do the foundation thing for what's that word, perpetuity?
Perpetuity, yes.
Yeah, I barely got out of high school. I didn't know them big words. So, okay. Well, listen, thank you very much.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a blessed.
Thank you. Okay. 512, area code, you're on.
Well, hello, guys. How are you today?
Hey.
Good morning.
Fabulous, sir. Super to the nth degree. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just wanted to let Tony know that he knows when you guys start talking about stuff pinging on the computers that some people's hearts can't really take that. So
some people what?
Anybody to kill
heart?
Their heart. Can't take it when you say stuff is pinging on the computers and it's about to go down in a couple of hours. But anyway, that was just my
joke. So you're saying I shouldn't give you the information I'm getting? I should give you something else?
Oh, no, you should, but just know, I just say, it makes our weak heart, put our weak hearts in jeopardy. But no, we're good with that. Tony, I just wanted to clarify that the 10th day of giving. So are we just going to assume once the RV happens, 10 days, and that 11th day, we're going to do the day of giving? Or after the 10th day, you're going to choose a day to make sure we're all on the same page?
I'm going to let 404 explain it to you. No, I'm just joking. Hold on. She first said, what the hell? Anyway, so 10 days after the RV, that would be that 11th day, we're going to do a, we're going to say super day of giving, everybody goes out and gives TNT and however you want to present TNT. I'm going to set up an email address. You're going to email it to me, your proof of giving, because I'm giving something out for doing this. But your proof of giving, so I can put you in a certain group that I'm going to go forward with based on what you gave. Other than that, and I'm going to do the Facebook, Instagram, and you can put it on Twitter. So you're going to do that because we're letting everybody know. Every senator, congressman, president, ex-president, all of them, so that we did what we said we're going to do, and we're going to pay it forward, and we're going to continue giving. Now, also, guys, the reason you're doing that, and you got to email it to me, though. Even if you do a video, a picture, or that, email it to me, because I'm going to put it in the book. Our historical book, and then the book that goes with the books I already had made for President Bush and President Obama. Those books are already made. They're made with our first letters that, but this will go in there with your thank you letters, whatever you guys want them to get. I'm going to take all of them, just what I did in the past, have them all printed out. Have them all put in a book, have them all bound, and they will be presented to them, and hopefully they'll put them in their presidential libraries. They may just throw them in the trash, I don't know. But maybe they'll put them in if they didn't even took place during their time. But we'll have them, and going back, I'm just going to say this today one time, D.C. had always planned on creating some monument building somewhere to do all this. That's where it was going to be included in also. I don't know if he's still going to do that or not. But I will have, and we'll see if it's put in the movie, in the book, in the story that's told in the future, if your wish is to be part of that. All right?
Okay, that sounds good. And Ray, just a quick question on those restrictions that we put on the account once we exchange. Are those restrictions only available to, like, accounts with a certain amount of money, or can people use those restrictions, like, now? I mean, can you ask for those restrictions now, or you have to have a certain amount of money in the bank to do that?
No, ask for them whenever you want them. It's your account.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. Well, you guys have a happy holiday. If I don't speak to you guys anymore, because you guys are well-wanted. Everybody is lining up to speak to you guys, so it's hard to get in to you guys. Y'all are a hot commodity.
thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got your funky bus fare. Double dutch bus coming down the street. Moving dirty bass, so kind of shuffle your beach.
281, you're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hey there.
How you guys doing today?
Fantabulous.
Sounds like good information coming out.
Sound like two all calls right. In a row. You ain't at work, so you must have been fired. I'm telling everybody.
I am not playing with you today. I don't get fired at all. I'm off. I am off. I go back next week. Hopefully I won't have to go back next week if it come on up in
here. I go back next week.
Good. Yeah, they got me scheduled to come back next week. Let me see what day. Next Thursday. So hopefully I won't have to go back next Thursday. All right. Well, thank you. So with this information that y'all shared this morning, is the I guess, going up, 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 because I know on the call, was it the last call, it was like $4 and something on the screen, I believe, or something like that. So is it still moving, or has it gotten to where it needs to be and we're just waiting for the go?
I don't know. I didn't ask anybody for the rate this morning because everybody said it was done. I mean, everybody said it's done. It's over. We completed our part of it. It's sitting at the IMF. The banks were briefed this morning. It's done. We're just waiting for them to tell us when to start. The only rate we got is what I tell you, between 480 and 521 is where it's supposed to start at. Now, it doesn't matter because you can still have the 2850 if you ask. You have to ask in order to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So on the Zim, in your opinion, still you feel like if you have more than 10 of the 100 trillion notes, you can get the higher rate, the 33, or it depends on how you negotiate?
Well, I can tell you 10 and below is 6011.
Okay.
10 and above can go up to 6033, but it's going to be based on how many you have. So you're going to have to negotiate in there. I don't know what that magic number is for 33.
Okay. All right. Well, I need to put my negotiating skills in practice because I got more than 10. I'm ready.
Listen,
so.
I'm going to tell you guys this. Everything we've gone over for 15 years, fractional banking, overnight that they get, all the money they're going to have, current interest rates that they're getting off other people's money, all of that is your negotiating tool for a higher rate. Because I'm providing this for you, this currency for you to do this crooked shit you do over here. I mean, it's the money you make over here. Okay. So in doing that, and that's a big part of it, you got to look that guy across the aisle or the desk and say, look, I know you guys are getting paid off this transaction because he is. They're getting paid. Now, I can't remember because they did tell me one time how much they need to pay. But they also are getting paid on this. You got to look at them and say, help me help you. You want a bigger paycheck,
right.
Give me more money because you're going to get paid off of it based on what you did. And in the future, you're going to get paid off of it. So negotiate. Use all that training that you got received, all
right? Right. So on the, as far as, okay, so I know you said that this may happen before Monday or by Monday. With the markets being closed after 4 today, so it could pop in, it will not be on Forex until the markets open on Sunday, but we still can, this still can go down and we can still go in the banks over the weekend. How is that
going to
work?
That's going to work because the exchange centers will be open. You can go in and exchange. If they announce it, if they pop it out there, it won't need to be on Forex because we're not going to get the rate on Forex. That's going to be for everybody else. We're trying to get the higher rate, negotiated rate.
Okay.
So we shouldn't have to wait for Forex. If they're making the announcement over there today, which he said they're doing, telling them today, it should go after 4 o'clock. They don't have to wait for 4X. Or it could go rate the pop 4X at 4 o'clock and go there. So we'll see what happens.
And then y'all will have a call and go over everything we need to go over and what they want you to share with us. And then we can, and at that point, you should have the 1-800 numbers for us and we can make our appointments or however that goes down. And we don't have to wait until Monday. Okay.
Again, remember, they want you hitting the bank 2 hours after it happens. They want people walking through the bank, and let's start getting started, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you do. I'm just glad I'm here on this last call. I wasn't at work. I didn't miss nothing. So I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get the party started. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. 909 area code. You are on.
Yeah. Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. Tony, I've got a question for you. You said that they're announcing, telling the people that they're sovereign over in Iraq. Can you tell me who is saying this to the people?
Supposedly it's on television. I haven't seen it since they've been telling me. The information came to me out of the Kurdistan region.
Okay. So you're saying it's on TV that they're making that announcement then. Okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for the information, and I'll let the next caller come on. You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot now.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
360, Erico, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, Walt. Greetings.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, man?
Oh, well, I'm feeling much better, Tony. I'm, unload the gun. You're on worth saving. That's what I say. Yep.
Did you say you were worth saving? Is that what you said?
I said what?
Did you say you were worth saving?
Yes. Yeah. Unload the gun. I'm worth saving. That was just in case anybody was having ideas of otherwise.
Okay.
You know, like putting me out of my misery. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think that's subjective right there, but go ahead.
Well, I figure I'm only basing mine on years of professional learning that I make that recommendation. Yeah. So anyway, I'm taking it by the fact that the 1,000-pound elephant in the room doesn't make any difference, that being the fact that the war started again. And since it affected it the first time when it started, three, 4 weeks ago, that if it starts up again today, which it did, that won't affect us. Is that, am I on the right assumption?
That's what I got this morning. That is done.
Okay. Good enough
for me. So, I do know that there were, attacks yesterday in Iraq where they were absolutely trying to affect it and didn't want it to go. And, but here we are this morning. They said it's done. Once the U.S. says it's done, the Treasury said we have released it to the IMF, then it should be done.
That's the part that confused me, because it said all the political things have been taken out of this. And I was trying to figure out how that the IMF would not be political since we control them. Am I nuts?
Well, because the political was being held up by the U.S. Hold on. Let's just wait and see what's going on over there. But now that that has been removed and everybody's saying, let's just go do what we're going to do. What they do know is the war is not going back to what it was. So the U.S. has already told Israel that can't happen. You're not going to do that anymore. You can go fight all you want to do that. You need a different strategy, and you need to now protect those people that are not involved in it, which is the Palestinians, and just go after Hamas, however you're going to do it.
Now, I see.
We know how they're doing it. They're going to have to go in with the ground troops and just take their chances. Even though there was some bombing this morning, they're not going to be bombing like they did. They're not going to bomb southern Gaza like they did northern Gaza, where all those people are just sitting there, and they're going to have to provide some things for them. So it's going to be different. The politics of it has been done. And that's what he said. Politics is out of it. It's done.
Okay. All right. Hey, the one thing that the prime minister, or the MP, he was described in the article that Tish released, the MP article about in eastern Iraq, 13 of his people were blown up and It was one particular gentleman. I was wondering if he was one of the Iranian-affiliated people or one who wasn't. Do you have any idea?
I don't know who he was. I know they said they're trying to figure out why he was targeted. Nobody even knows why his family was targeted. So I don't know which side he was on. He didn't say that.
Right. Okay. All right. Hey, last question, and thanks, Ray, for not cutting me off. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
With this newest, largest oil field that they just opened up and signed an agreement with the Russians, is that an indication that because of the Iranian influence in the government of Iraq that they'll have an ironclad deal and that thing will go on like our agreements are expected to go on in the areas that we control as far as the oil fields go?
I think it's, you know, the U.S. pulled out, Mobil, everybody else, and they left those oil fields to whoever. And Russia saw an opportunity because Russia already has oil. So why do they need their oil? To be international with everybody else, to be involved in the halt and the future. It's not that Russia needs oil because all they would do is sell it also.
No, right.
I think it's a connection of them, again, through BRIC, what they're trying to do, just to reform that internet relationship or continue it going.
Sure. I figured it was more them trying to evade our sanctions. But
and it could be, just like Iran. I mean, you know, but it's going to be paid out in dinar. They're still going to have to smuggle dinar, rubles somewhere to some other country and go through this long route to turn it into dollars because Iran and Russia still need dollars.
Right, right. Okay. Well, listen, you have my number just in case anybody, if you need somebody to help spread the word when it comes time to spread the word, feel free because I'll help you however I can. How's that?
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Tell the wife I said hi.
I will. And thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And thanks, Ray. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. 480 area code. You are on.
Would that be me?
Yes, sir.
Well, all I got to say is thank you very much. What I was going to ask is what the gentleman that was just on that is retired from truck driving was asking all about to do with Iran and to do with Russia and to do with the oil fields not having anything to do with holding up this RV. And after 12 years, actually 11 years, 10 months for me, I'm excited as heck. And thank you guys for everything that you have done.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right.
864, area code, you are on.
Hi, Ray and Tony. This is Derek. Walt asked my question, too, because I wanted to know about Hamas shooting the rockets into Israel and whether that was going to affect the RV. And you answered that. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right. Thank you. 404, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continuing to help us connect the dots, and I'd like to think that those dots are now just a complete black slate here for us, that they've all been connected. I'm looking at history here. At some point that Iraq was going to have a little bit of, you know, the privilege and granted the courtesy of having a little bit of time for doing it in country by themselves. Has that completely evaporated and they aren't going to have that privilege at all because of it's taking this long and that they'll be going and it's being active over there at the same time as the rest of the world?
Well, I haven't heard anything about that now for years because it's just going to go when it goes. But the fact that they're announcing to them right now, they are known before the rest of the world. Okay. I don't know what's happening with me over there, but it was early this morning when I received the phone call, and they were excited in hearing it, and they are now sovereign, and their money is sovereign. So they're already ahead of us until we see it. But what they said, the agency said, the whole world will see it Monday. So that gives them these next 2 days.
Right. Given all of this, have there been any changes with any other currencies sorting, say, you know, we would like to have some contract rates that they're just going to be coming in at the last minute that added to the ones that we already have been planning for? Any possibility of that occurring, according to your sources?
Not according to mine. I haven't heard it at all. And I would think, you know, we're way past renegotiating rates.
Right, right. That's why I was wondering whether or not it might have been kind of in the wings and just suddenly surfacing, you know, right at the very last minute and the like. So we will continue to go with the ones that we have planned for. Anything your contacts in Texas correlating with all the rest? No one else has asked that question. I'm always curious what the Texas status is.
I don't know, but you know what? Right after this call today, I'm going to call Texas. Because I'm going to see what they're in. I haven't been calling
okay.
because, you know, like a sloth. You know what a sloth is? Yeah, everybody knows what a sloth is. I'm just messing with Texas. They're so slow. But they're going with us. I still guarantee you that. But let me call them. I haven't tried in a long time. I'll see.
Okay. Appreciate that. And with that, 10 days from whenever this does happen, it sounds like this will be a golden weekend. That 10 days from that will be when our very special TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project will be in full swing. Definitely a very merry holiday season. Again, appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for all you do. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I might have lost Ray. 918.
Yes.
918.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm sounding like
okay.
Everything's really good. A quick question. Does this ever go into the newspaper in Iraq, the Gazette? Did they ever post the rates?
They posted it when they changed it before 1320, things that they said. But nothing says it has to go in there. And we'll see it. It'll go on 4X or for it to go into effect. They still have to change it for the putting in.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That's the 2% they want to, but nothing says it has to go into the debt. Once it's on 4X, the rate is going to change every day. So every day they can't go repost it in the debt because it's going to be afloat and it's based on 4X. That's going to change everything.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Anything as far as the dong? Anybody, any rate change there?
There's no rate changes anywhere yet.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, you guys are a wealth of information, and I truly do thank you guys. You do a good job. Great.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. 281 area code, you are on.
Hi, Ray and Tony, thank you for taking my call. I would like to know about the bloodline issue in the trust. I have an adopted daughter, and she has 4 children, so they're not bloodline. So how would that be addressed?
When it's created, if the grantor initiates a bloodline clause in it, hopefully he'll also give the trustees complete control so that they can alter and modify the indenture down the road. So when a situation like this comes up, if the trustees have this, they can modify the indenture and include adopted children, anything that wasn't already there to begin with.
Okay, because I was thinking of appointing her as one of the trustees.
Well, you're creating the trust, and you just need to do what I just stated. If you're going to put a bloodline clause in there, make sure the trustees have complete control so that they can alter that in the future if they need to.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
Wait, did you go to Ray's class yet? Hello?
No.
Yes. No.
Yes, well, I have attended his class, yes.
Oh, you did? Oh. Who was it? Never mind. Well, we didn't really.
in Houston.
We didn't go that much in detail in the class, so sometimes it doesn't even come up. Right.
Yeah, that wasn't in my notes, yeah.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
205 area code, you are on.
What's up, fellas? It's Bama Boy. See, I don't get no kind of welcome. You know what I'm saying? Ray, you get just as bad as Tony. At least you would say what's up, what you need. You know, Tony don't say nothing. I ain't hear that.
Hey,
really.
I'm going to say Ray, him and Chris called me and they said, how come Ray just get to go down the line and pick who he want?
Hey, Ray, my constituents told me to tell you to stop letting you bully me off these calls because they be wanting to hear what I got to say.
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? You're a bad influence on your brother, man. You know, I just want to let you know. Y'all let Texas get up there and tell their whole life story. Anybody from Texas, but Alabama, you want to rush me? We got to hear Danny up under the house building houses. We got to hear Buzz Lady Wigs. You know, and y'all don't even want to hear my good questions. But anyway,
but that's what the people want to hear.
That's what it is. Okay, well, tell the people I'm headed to Georgia to whoop up on Georgia this weekend, Roll Tide. But now, let me get to my question.
Yes, sir.
So, Tony, you didn't see the article this morning that came out, which coincide with the information that you said, what you gave out, but about them supposed to give the salaries on Sunday to the citizens?
They're going to give them 3 months' salary, they said, $700 each. They're supposed to give it to them on Sunday and start paying it out on Wednesday. So, yes.
Okay, which I guess it kind of coincides. You know, if they're going to start releasing the salaries on Sunday, you know, then hopefully, you know, they'll release the rate because they should get the salaries at the new rate, correct?
They should at the new rate. I think that's what they've been holding off for all this time. Was it do it at the new rate?
Okay, see, that make it even more exciting. That give us some more. You ain't want to tell us that this morning. Okay.
Well, you already said it ever did, but go ahead.
You know, I got to put it out for the rest of the world. So what about the lower denoms? Have you seen more trickled out, like maybe over into the Baghdad area, or you just still just a couple over in Kurdistan? Because it's been out for like over a week now.
Yeah, but all I know is about Kurdistan. So maybe this weekend we'll see them come out in Baghdad, especially since they're making even out today. Maybe we'll start seeing them coming out. But you guys got to remember, they're going to ship them out, but they want the majority of the people now to use the electronic system, use their cards, because that's where the rate's going to change. And fundamentally, it'd be the easiest thing for them to do.
Gotcha. Okay, man. See? That's my question. See, Ray, I kept it simple.
Hey, sir.
All
sounds
right.
Good to me.
All right, man. Well, what, man?
Roll Tide. Tide can't roll uphill, so it's going to be in a losing situation tomorrow. Because 8 trying to beat 1 just don't work.
Man, you know that stuff, Reed. We're supposed to be higher than 8. Come on. The whole country against Alabama. I can't believe it.
Yeah. That's because they shouldn't have been cheating for the last 2 years. Anyway,
well, everybody want to hate on greatness. I'll call you tomorrow after the game. Roll Tide.
Yeah, you do that.
All right, sir. Take care. 217. 217, Erico, you're on.
Well, thank you. I want to appreciate let you know how much I appreciate everything. And I've been able to take my notes again today. So I've got a few things that I catch up on, especially getting them recounted. But I want to re-thank all of you for all the good help that I've had.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. God's blessings.
Yes, sir.
All
righty. Thank you. 206.
Hold on. Okay. How you said that? Because, you know, that's what you guys should be spending this time doing after this call's over. Seriously. Everybody's saying it's over. Get all your currency out. Separate it. Recount it. Put it in a separate envelope with your dollar amount up there. And, Ray, when do you hold accounting class? Because somebody wanted me to count some zeros for me yesterday, but I was busy doing something else. But you guys, put it on your calculator, all right? If it's too many zeros, turn your calculator sideways, okay? And it doesn't matter once you add it all up. Just add it all up. The number that matters is at times 0.00011. That's the number that matters. Or that times 0.2850. That's the number that matters. There's not going to be that many more zeros. Because if you're doing dinar and zim, you know, all the zeros are going to go away. And you're going to have a readable number. Readable. So everybody understands those first three zeros, that's hundreds. Next is thousands. And then there's millions. And then there's billions, which I don't know anybody in this call that's going to go past that. I don't know anybody here that's getting more than or getting $1 trillion. So billions is where we're going to stop at. That's easy to see. Easy to see. If not, send it to Ray. He'll explain it to you because that's what he does. But that's what you guys should be doing when we hang up from this call. And use every scenario that we've given you. At $28.50, this is how much I should have. At $4.80, because we told you that's the low end, this is how much we should have. At $5.21, you know what I mean? Then this is how much I should. So you know where you're going in there. And then all the other rates that Ray is giving out for you for the other currencies. Don't go in there and be shocked. Go in there and say, well, that's what I expected. Or I expected a little bit more than that. How do we make that happen? Because this is what I heard. Again, as soon as we get the 800 number, as soon as they tell us to make the call, our bank friends will send us some numbers, and we will work from there with you before you go. All right?
Okay.
I will explain how to calculate again. I just explained it. That was really my reason for doing it. And so you guys understand how to calculate the NIM and what really matters. It's not that hard. All right. Go ahead.
206. Eric, you're on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Top of the morning.
Hello, sir.
Afternoon to you both. Hi. Good to hear your voice. I'd like to reiterate just real fast what the last caller said in a way of thank you to all of you. You've heard me say this a number of times. We've each over the years, if we're long timers on this and sometimes short timers too, have gone through many personal trials while we've had the continuity of relating to the two of you and the other people in the TNT family. And I know I myself, over the many years that I've been with you, have three times come close to dying, big long hospital stays. And on the flip side of that, it's always cool to come back to TNT. You have woven yourselves into people's lives in ways far deeper and richer than just what we're going to do with this money and what we're going to do with wealth and what we're going to do with trust. And you've woven yourself into the blood of the people who have knit themselves closely to you. So it's a treasure. It's a real personal in the bones kind of thing. And it's just been a wonderful ride, irrespective of the money and all of the technical stuff we've talked about and shared. Thank you so very much. And then one other, just I have a couple questions, but since this might be our last call, something that's I see
as one of
my biggest challenges. Pardon? Oh no.
Said, let's not abuse it.
But
let's
I said
the
I don't want to abuse
we got
it.
Some others waiting.
But the
okay,
the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge we're going to have is appreciating little things after this. Giving somebody $25 as if it's just like when we give them $25 now, and receiving $25 when a child or some friend who doesn't have much gives you $25 value gift. Our big challenge will be to be just as thankful for that then as we are when we've not been so well off. So it's something to be mindful of, appreciation for little things. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Tony, here's my question. It's important for us to know about targeting what we're going to be saying to people and negotiating. And I know you've got some numbers out there, but have you seen favorable increase in what people are being offered for the dong? And have you heard of anybody getting more than 12 for it? So it's two questions. Have you seen favorable increase, and has any of that increase risen above 12?
Sir, we addressed it on the last call just 2 days ago.
Well, he just said that he's
you bringing this back up again,
that
so.
He's received. Well, but he said he had more information about the dog.
There's no, listen, nobody has received over 12, and after the final call, I will tell you what we have, okay?
Okay.
But nobody
okay.
I know of has received over 12. But there are
right.
higher rates than the starting rate. And
yeah,
hopefully today, tomorrow, whatever, I'm going to give those out when we go, okay?
Great. I was just looking for
all
the
right.
friend. Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for everything.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. You lost your place?
Jumped on me. Oh, let me look at my paper. This board jumped on me. Where is it? I know the number that's supposed to be next. Gotta find my place here. Let's see, here we are. 202, Erico, you're on.
Gentlemen, how you doing? It's JW.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Tony, since you were born in D.C., are you planning to do something in this area?
No, my name is Tony, not Kevin Durant. I'm Tony. Look, you know how long we, I'm going to do something in North Carolina. I hadn't thought about doing anything in D.C. at all, and nobody asked me to. I was just going in places with people asked me to.
Well, let me be the first to ask you to. Okay, we have a nice casino here, and, you know, I think it would be a nice place for you to be able to hold an event.
They have a casino in D.C.?
MGM.
Mm-hmm.
Right at National. The MGM is right at National Harbor. It's probably the biggest casino on the East Coast.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
I thought
this might be a consolation. this might be a consolation for you, sir. Not making it sound like what you want isn't important. Because if Tony's doing social stuff and some educational, but no, I already have Gaylord tagged for a wealth retention workshop.
Okay.
So that's going to be taking place with the Gaylord.
That's right by the MGM. So.
Oh yeah, well, a stone's throw away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. Okay. So the other thing is, Tony, if you get notified 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, what time would you let us know with the 800 number?
That's a good question, actually. So I can't let you know until they send it to me. And I don't know if they're going to send it. I mean, they send it to me at 3 or 4 in the morning and say, hey, we want people coming in at 7 o'clock, then we're going to have to do a call to make it happen. That's all. Because, you know, that's what we've always been working for, and we want to get a service at that time. So if you get something like that, if I be East Coast, again, it's not going to apply to the West Coast until they wake up and get moving. But, yeah, I'm going to put it out there as soon as, you know, they want me to tell you the truth. Because all I got to do is get up and, you know, start dialing the number and make it happen. I'll send out the email. You guys will get it. Hopefully you got your phones on notifications so it's there. And it'll go off and we'll set the time. Anybody who don't make it now. There we may have to do multiple calls. Because I may have to do one for East Coast because that's way too early to be waking up West Coast 2 o'clock in the morning and they can't go to the bank for another $5-6. So we'll have to see how that works out.
All right. Well, we appreciate all you gentlemen do and hope to see you soon. Hope to hear from you very soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
770 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? I just had an idea. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I just had an idea. Maybe it'll work out as it wants. So you guys didn't know what I was trying to do and get set up when I do my events is to have especially here in Sacramento, is have the local governor come in, whoever he is, for whatever political party, have the governor come in, have the mayor come in, have the city police chief come in to our event in whatever city we're in. To kind of introduce them to you here and introduce you guys as their new millionaires, as their new benefactors, because I know some of you donate to their causes, whatever, but as their new resources and people they can get involved with, and they can introduce themselves to you. It's a time for you to make that connection in your state, your city, your area, and see about what committees and things you want to get on through them while they're there. So I wanted to make that kind of introduction in. But since he just said about D.C., I don't know how hard it is. You guys know Bill Gates does this thing every year. He gets all these millionaires and billionaires together in New York. And he gets various high-profile people to show up. So maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to do that in D.C. I think I would attempt to do it anyway, see if we can get that connection, just to kind of walk through, say hi to you guys, and see what happens. So that's a good thought. Maybe we will do D.C. Let me see what I can get done. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah, 770, you're on.
Yes, sir. The gentleman that had his appointment, or they called him in to do his SKRs, did he ever complete his transaction? Do you know?
He's not completed his transaction. He wouldn't leave his money. he signed everything, so they said they don't have to do that again. He said all they have to do is recount. Now, the fact that the numbers have changed, they may have to do it all over again. Because when he did it, the rate was 381, even though he got to 2850, so maybe he doesn't. So I'll take that back. Yeah, and his dog was at a higher rate, too. So I guess he'll be able to go with what he's going with. All he has to do is go in and recount his money.
I guess the thing that that I'm interested in is the dog. You know, back several years ago, you told us, while we're waiting, just go in and buy $60 worth of dog. Well, I didn't buy $60 worth. But matter of fact, I used to have to slip it in the safes. My wife said, quit buying that stuff. But anyway, she'll be glad I didn't stop. But I've accumulated so much that, if they did a $12 rate, I just don't see how somebody could get that much money. But I was hoping maybe they would at least have $3 or $4 maybe. I didn't know what your feelings on that might be. And I know it's all about negotiation. And I've got a pretty good relationship with Wells Fargo. So I guess we'll just see what happens.
Listen, let me tell you something. I told people to go spend $50 for Dawn because if it came out at 50 cents, they had $500,000. That's all. I said, go ahead and do that. Spend another $50. If it came out at a dollar, you got $1 million for $50. It'll change your life, right? I've been saying that for 10 years. It's $50 a week or extra $50 a month will change your life. I'm telling you guys,
well,
right now, the rate is going to be 47 cents. Well, it's supposed to be. I'm telling you guys right now that everybody's getting over $2. They're getting over $4. Don't know what they have. So I didn't have no clue. That $1 million that you spent that $50 on is now worth $4 million. If you had been listening, if you'd just gone out and given it, they spent $50 extra a month, not even a week, today you'd be worth another $100 million. Today, well, actually Monday morning. And I'm still not giving you the numbers. But I will tell you this, because I did tell you guys 12. I did talk to him 2 days ago, and he called me, and we went back over it, and 12 is the rate that he said he signs for, 12. Now, I'm not telling you how much he had, but he did sign for $12 on the dog, is what he said. Okay?
Well, what I didn't go in and buy $50 worth at a time. I bought $500 and $1,000 worth at a time. So, like I said, it accumulated. But I told all my friends about it. I even got my old banker. He told me to stop going to Travelex and go to Wells Fargo. And so I started doing that. And the ladies kept asking me when I was going to Vietnam. I said, I don't know. It'll be sometime in the future. But anyway, but I thank you guys so much. I've been listening to you guys for 12 years, and I appreciate everything. And I hope y'all have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope everything falls in place like you talked about it. You know, I just can't thank you enough. So you guys have a great day.
All right, thank you, sir.
And go dogs.
Okay.
So who? Oh, dogs. Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to go with you on that one. We're going to go with the dogs. We don't want to roll no nothing nowhere. Let's go. All right.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you.
All righty. 704 area code. You are on.
And greetings to you guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes.
All right.
My question was... or is Iraq, Kurdistan went first, and usually the Iraq, Baghdad follows after that. So are they officially, I guess, Article 8, totally free from U.S.?
No, they're not totally free. They're not going to be totally free. because their money is in the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Okay.
The Task of Forces Agreement. That's what Iraq is complaining about yesterday and today. They want to be a sovereign nation. They want our training forces out of the country. They want their money moved out of New York and put in their own bank account. And everybody's saying, well, you know it's not going to happen, so why y'all keep bringing it up? I don't know. But that's not going to happen. So, no. I don't know what Article 8 compliant. They can make all the other decisions in-country that they're doing, but if they ever move money to Iran again, their bank accounts get shut down, sanctions go on them. So, no, it's not going to happen.
Okay, so UST was the one that was going to be actually pushing the button, so to speak, and they have transferred the power to IMF. Is that correct?
Well, the process could not go through until the U.S. authorized it to go through, because they had the veto. Now that they have authorized it to go through, it is sitting in the system. So for the last, what's today? Friday, right? Since Wednesday. Did I tell you guys on Wednesday? Anyway, they were pinging this system all around the globe. They were pinging it.
Right.
They were verifying the banks going through. Verify everybody had the same rate. Now that is done. That's why they said they had the green light. It was slowly being processed. They still have the green light. They gave it to IMF. The Treasury is saying, we're done. Fed Reserve said, we're done. We did our part. They did their part. We're all just waiting. It's all been turned over to the IMF for them to release it at the appropriate time. Then no country is done. Now it's done by the International Monetary Force, okay? That's why it has been turned over to them to decide. Nobody can take advantage of it.
Hmm. Okay. Great. So, are y'all getting ready to place your final order in for your car next week?
No, Greg, go get mine tomorrow.
Enjoyed talking, y'all. Appreciate all you've done.
All right, sir. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
281, Erica, you are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
Hello.
Super fan there.
Hey there.
Hey there, Mr. Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Tony. Hey, hon.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm just lovely. How's your wife?
She's fine.
Good.
She's
good.
Still my
That's
wife. I'm the man with the wife, so she's fine.
That's pretty good. I just wanted to ask. Some of my questions have been answered, and I am going to go short, Mr. Ray, as usual. Do it still stand that they don't want you to move over 500 for the first 30 days?
As far as I know, they're still in place. Nobody's told us any different. That ain't changed. Okay?
Okay, so if you're wanting to purchase a home, and so you'll be able to at least put your escrow down, correct? And then after the 30 days, finish the rest?
No, you should be able to do it instead. It just takes longer. We have to see where it's going to. But if you open up, you're buying a car, guys, you know, one of them cars like Ray's buying for $400,000 or $500,000, that's why they make cashier checks. That's why they make black cars. Don't put it on your car. That's not why I'm money. If you're buying a house for $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, you go right down to the bank, you get a certified check, you take it to the escrow company, you deposit it. You don't have to wait for anything.
Okay, so we don't have to wait the 30 days to do that. Okay, that's been my question, and I've been wondering about that. Okay, thank you all so much, and have a great afternoon and a great morning. And we appreciate you guys I know y'all don't want to keep hearing all of that, but we do appreciate you all so much,
okay.
And we thank God for you all for keeping us in school. All right. Have a great afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
870. Erico, you're on.
Hello, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Fantabulous, sir.
All right.
I think I'm kind of rehashing some stuff, but it was about those trusts and foundations to put your money in a trust to keep you from being ripped off, robbed, or head busted open, and to keep you from being sued for all of it. Is that right? Would that be the trust?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so you can have more. You can have several trusts at one time.
Yes.
Yeah, for different. Okay. All right, brothers. Appreciate the word, and I'm getting ready.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. 361 area code. You're on.
Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for letting me in. Tony, I need to ask you a question, sir. When I move my money from my account into a trust, do I have to pay tax on that?
Oh yeah, you want to ask Ray that question, not Tony.
No,
well, I meant
check
Ray.
Check with the person that you're going to have put your trust together and ask those types of questions. They should be able to cover all that legal stuff for you.
Okay.
Your service provider should have
those answers
for you.
I was also going to ask you, could you put a house or something like that you own into a trust?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
House, cars, boats, trains, motorcycles, they can all be owned by a trust.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Sir.
Okay, now. Bye-bye. 312 area code. You're on.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Raven. How are you?
Oh, hey, fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself.
I'm excellent. Good morning, Tony. How are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
I am excellent. Great day. Great day to be alive. Great day to be in the foreign currency world. I wouldn't want to be.
Well, how is it in Chirac today?
What did you say?
I said, how is it in Chirac today?
It's calm. It's a nice rainy day. Otherwise.
Okay.
Haven't heard about hardly anything yet, but then the day is young. Well, my question was answered. I was wondering about the fighting over there, resuming and all of that. But since I hadn't talked to you in a while, I thought I'd just hang on the line and just say good morning to you and good afternoon to Mr. Raven. So thank you for all
that. So how was your experience at the bank?
Who said I had an experience at a bank?
I just did.
Well...
So,
it was a good
you got
experience.
But to tell it, us, I just asked.
It was not an exchange appointment. Let me put that out there. I wish it had been. I was prepared for if it was going to be, but it was an informational session. But it was not a waste of time because I now am familiar with the wealth manager of that bank. And he asked that the other guy, the premier banker, open a profile for me, put me in their system. And they had not heard of the GCR. And I may have used the wrong terminology. Maybe I shouldn't have called it the global currency reset. But anyway, it's a new bank. It's one of the big five, but it's a small branch, and they just opened up. So maybe they had not been trained on it yet. But he did say he would call me within three days to a week because he was going to look into it. So I was very happy about that. And I know they put my name in the system because before I could even get out the bank good, I was getting texts and emails from this bank that I do not have an account at. So they did build a profile for me. So I'm looking forward to great things happening from that appointment.
Okay, then. Well, sounds yes, like it was a waste of time. And it's never
no,
just going to get the experience. So I appreciate
yes,
you.
It was great. And it felt good. I felt confident. I wasn't nervous or anything like that. And it was just a good rapport. We sat there and we talked, and after we did all the business, I discovered the banker that I was talking to. We had some things in common, like travel and eating, so we discussed a little bit of that. And it was just a good rapport. And so I'm looking forward to be able to go back to do an exchange. Thank
all
you
right,
for asking, sir.
All right. Thank you for explaining. We appreciate it.
All righty. All right.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Let's put a cap on this one.
All right, guys. Man, nowhere to go but up from here. All we can do is wait. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Somewhere between now and Monday morning. The ride is over. The party begins. So be ready. Again, do what I said. After the call, start counting, organizing. Be ready to go at a moment's notice so you're not running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You know exactly what to do. It's going to make your experience so much more better. Go over the numbers that we've already given you. Count it. And plan your interaction already. Just run it through in your head. When I go in, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to do. So you'll know it. It is natural. You won't be nervous. And times you're going to know more than they do. So you may have to explain some of it to them. So they can look it up and say, oh, yeah, you're right. Okay? Again, I'm going to give you the final numbers when we do our call. I'm going to give you the numbers that we know of and amount and how you get those numbers so you can adjust what you have right now. I don't really want to say it on the call. I don't want to change, be something different. Ray doesn't want to confuse you guys or suggest what you should do, which is okay. Everybody's going to make their own choices. Even when we give you the information, it's your choice. So you should know what you're going to do. All I can ever tell you, because I'm not a consultant, I'm not an attorney, you're not my fiduciary responsibility, I'm not yours. All I can ever tell you is, this is what I would do. In these circumstances, I would operate under. If you want my opinion, because that's all I can give you, I can't tell you what to go do. Because I'm not going to be responsible for whatever you do. It's going to be your own responsibility. So with that, all the news is good. Every single agency, every single contact that we have is saying it is over, it's done, it's been released, and we should see it by Monday morning. So that's what I'm going with. Oh, wait. I forgot to ask Tish when it was going to happen. Well, maybe I'll tease out to you, but we better ask Tish when it's going to happen. But other than that, between now and Monday, we're going to see it. I love Tish. Okay. Hey, wait, I got to tell you this before we go. Because I was talking to her, and she said something about not being special. I said, oh, you're special. And then she hit me back. She said, you mean little bus special? No. She is special because she's smart. I'm reserving the little bus for Texas. That's a Texas thing. She's really, really smart. Go back over. So I love all you guys, all our mods, all our chat room people. I mean, just in case I don't get to see you, I plan on seeing you. But thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the years of dedication, work, being here, and being here when everybody thought we should, when nobody believed it but us. Man, I can't wait for the rest of the time after it happens to look in those people's face. Oh, my God. But thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate y'all. for all you guys always coming on the call, asking great informative questions that make people think, that make their questions go on. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the TNT family and what we have built here and how it's going to look in the future. It's going to be such a great thing. So the money's there. The system is there. They say they're ready. And now we're ready. So let's make it happen. All right, with that, enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. All right, I guess we ran out of music, but we'll go.
Do you need some more music?
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be sending you guys out an email later today, though. But we'll see what happens. All right, man.
All right, so this might be our last call then. So I'm just going to say goodbye. Thanks, everybody. Enjoyed you. Keep believing. We sure do. Let's see what happens as the clock ticks.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe
right.
that I right. will survive.
Yes.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on
right.
anything on earth,
right.
that God will do it for us
yes.
in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of...
I don't know if I can pause it or not. Oh, I was going to hit it. I didn't know if it was going to work or not. So, I just got to give you all this real quick. Everything, every contract and all business is now in dinars at the international rate. I just got it from you. He just sent it to me. I just wanted y'all to get it before we leave. Here we go. All right, go ahead.
I'm trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Oh, won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Excited about your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your fantabulous-er Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And let's see what happens as the hours go by. We're out of here.